Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Athletico Mints with me, Andrew Dawson. I hope today finds you well rested and without any imminent need for surgery. Imagine, if you will, that you are relaxing on the banks of the beautiful River Wye in Herefordshire, the sun shining through the leaves of the old oak tree that you are laid against. The only sounds are the occasional fluttering of a mallard's wings and the gentle lapping of the water against the bank. Then suddenly you see a fisherman approaching. Very old, short, fat bloke, breathing heavily and limping, his massive nose dripping mucus onto his dirty green combat jacket. He stands beside you and casts his line into the water. You notice a large, brown, wet stain on the seat of his tracksuit bottom that he itches at with his arthritic fingers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Bobby, Bobby. Should have brought a party. Oh, Robert, Robert. Pants full of toffee yogurt. Oh, Mr. Mortimer. Could he be any older? Fat, short and northern. The Poundland, James Corden.
Welcome along, Bob, to this episode of Athletico Mints.
I think that fisherman was me. Was it?
I'd prefer not to say.
So nice,
I wouldn't want you to fall out with me.
Nice to see you. You haven't lost any weight then, never mind.
How do you know? You can only see me top off.
What, have you got two very withered legs then?
Lost a bit off my foot.
Yeah. Nice trim.
My foot's gone all slender.
I've hurt me.
Like Cinderella.
I hurt me right big toe.
Did you?
Yeah, when you get older, you know, you stub your toe and it goes a bit purple.
That's gout, man. You've got
gout. Man. You've got gout, man.
You've got gout, Bob.
What about Gout Man as a superhero? Gout Man versus the Joker.
Yeah. Gout Man, come and help. I'm on it. Oh, my fucking foot.
With the superhero films these days, you don't need to be that active because they all just use like a...
Yeah, like computer powers.
Yeah, so he could do it from his big old gout.
I'm withering, I'm withering. Quick, give him port, give him cheese.
Leave it now, gout men. Fucking bending my head.
So, I'll email Marvel later on.
I've got a quiz for you. What do you think
you've
about
got a quiz for me, have you? Right, yeah. Then.
What's it's called? So that's a bit more cartoony, isn't it? Pop. Shepherds. Peanuts. Brine. Oh, yeah. Butter. And give me just a little more time.
I would have joined in there, but I was sipping coffee. Sorry.
Well, I've gone down to B&M.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with B&M.
Well, that's exactly because I'm fair.
I live close to a giant B&M, Bob.
Really?
It's even got the garden and outdoor department and everything. Used to be B&Q, now it's B&M.
Well, that is a big
B&M. Times changed, don't they?
B&M, Big Mac'em. I live right next door to Big Fucking Mac'em. Yeah. Now, listen
Big
up,
Big Mac'em.
So I've taken you down those tender aisles B&M, right?
I can visualise them now.
Three items, not on sale, no special offers or anything.
No tricks.
Put them in price order. I don't mind up or down. Mm-hmm. First one is Ah, and that's written on the box. Ah, Bisto frozen shepherd's pie serves one.
Ooh, right.
Second one is 3 times 110 gram Prince's drained tuna steak in brine.
Three, you say?
Three. It's those little thin, you know, the little those fellas.
The really thin ones.
Yeah, 110 gram, Andrew.
I see. I can't visualise 110 grams.
340 gram whole earth smooth peanut butter, which is your order, Andrew. So we've got shepherd's pie, tuna drained, and smooth peanut butter.
Whole earth suggests some kind of element of health in the ingredients, so I would be inclined to think that would be the most expensive.
Okay, I like you thinking.
I'm going to go for the cheapest being the shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for the beaners. It's three tins of tuna, 110 grams. Is that a standard circular can of tuna?
Yeah, it's the, you know,
or is
it's
it slightly smaller? Is it a serves one kind of tuna?
No, it's a tuna. It's right. What I would call the little can of tuna, you know.
Yeah.
Perfectly standard. Peanut, oh, come on,
tuna's
Andy.
The most expensive, then the peanut butter, and then the shepherd's pie.
He's nailed it! Yes! Get in there! He knows his B&M.
I know my B&M, baby!
Oh, your little face. You fucking loved it, didn't you?
I like me dear, that was. Ooh, I'm off now. See ya.
See you then. Well, there he goes. He wanders off, waddles off to B&M.
Oh, that was so good.
Gangs of the EPL, Andrew.
Whoa!
Shall I?
Go for it. Do the introduction and everything.
Gangs of the EPL. Well, I'm sure you're aware, Andrew, of the trouble that was in the England camp involving Raheem Sterling, Joel Gomez. Yeah. It all kicked off in the canteen. And luckily, I had a spy working on the gravy station that day.
Ooh.
So I can report on what actually happened and how it unfolded.
Is it wrong that I want to know more about the gravy station than I want to know about the story?
You're going to find out a whole lot more about the gravy station. So it was actually about 2 hours after the match, the City-Liverpool match, and the Liverpool and City players were, as always, just gathering in the canteen for the post-match supper, yeah? Mo Salah was sat at a table on his own, carping on about his ankle injury, yeah? Oh, my bloody ankle! It's killing me, I'm telling you! It's the worst ankle banging in the top of the table match ever! Do you get me? It is the worst ever. Oh, man, it's like a cobra bite. I'll never play again. Why is nobody listening to me? I wish I was dead. That's a good impression of Marcelo, isn't it?
Perfect. Close my eyes, it's like he's in the room.
So Firmino, the toffee Brazilian one, you know, he stood on the table next to Mo dancing. He's wearing a tight white three-piece suit. So that's a nice number of items to make up
three.
A suit, isn't it?
Yeah,
three.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
Two, three. Nice,
very catchy.
Isn't it, Andy?
Very catchy.
Red Cuban heel boots, and he's banging two chicken bones together,
right.
Like maracas.
Yeah.
And he's singing, chicken leg, chicken wing. One is fat, one is thin. Chicken leg, chicken wing. It's a Liverpool win. Chicken leg, chicken thigh. Man City, you shite. Chicken leg, chicken wing. Firmino is king. And then you hear Mo say, oh, my ankle bang, it's a clonker. Chicken leg, chicken wing, it's a Liverpool win. Oh, why won't you listen? It's really tart, like a fire injury. Chicken leg, chicken wing, it's a Liverpool win. Well, Gomez, James Milner, that's all going on, right? And Jordan Henderson are at the gravy station, yeah? Gomez says, where's Gomez from? He's London, isn't he?
I don't know. I think English. So.
You're Northern James. Right, your Northern Giants, what gravy do you recommend for cheesy pesto twirls? Milner replies, you want a thicker gravy that will adhere to twirls. That rules out the chicken gravy and also the chicken and turkey gravy. The onion gravy might work, but only if you use some of the gravy skin. Salah's still moaning, oh man, it's swelling up like a fucking melon and nobody gives a turd. Can you button it, please, Mo? We're talking gravy over here. So I would recommend the liver and onion gravy. It's nice and gelatinous and it has little hard bits in it that taste of concentrated meat. When you crunch into them, that makes you feel right warm and cosy and all happy. Jordan Henderson chips in. He's got that one about the right height. You are a couple of spoonfuls. Watch your belly while you're pouring, like. 7 electrical items and an insect stick. That will be £80, please, plus postage and crackers. Gomez, I think I'll leave it. He says it's like more like a Cockney, though. I think I'll leave it. You know, the cheese is pretty runny as it is, isn't it? If I need any, I can always come back for gravy. that's pretty sensible, bland, young man. What meal did you select, Jordan? Boiled fish and mash like country style with an anti-static sauce. Bring on the clowns, I'm getting ready to blow. Nice choice. Well, Jordy, James and Anderson go and sit at the table that Firmino's dancing at and start eating. A few seconds later, Raheem Sterling and Clyde Walker enter, go up to the buffet, right? Now, Raheem has his little footstool with him that he stands on, you know, so he can get a better look at the food that's on offer. Well, just at that moment, Joel has had enough of Firmino's dancing and singing, and he shouts at him, "Get down there! Get down off there, you tricky little prick!" Raheem turns round thinking Joel's shouting at him, yeah? "What did you say, you daft bastard? Go on, I dare you say that again! Get down off there, you tricky little prick!" Well, Raheem jumps off his footstool, runs across the canteen, does a forward roll, clambers up Gomez's body and grips him in a headlock. You know, a little bit like that kid out of the movie Logan.
Nah.
You know, it's a bit like him anyway. Right. Jordan sees this. "Whoa, whoops, Jesse! Who wants a top knot now? Not me, I'm half polystyrene!" Gomez, "Get off us, will ya?" But Raheem grips on tight and starts jabbing a fork in and around Gomez's tits, yeah?
Yeah.
Moe's still carping on. "My beautiful ankle, will I ever get to meet the Rizzle Kicks now?" Firmino gets back up on the table.
"Oh!
Chicken leg, chicken wing. One is fat, one is thin. Chicken leg, chicken win. It's a Liverpool win. Chicken leg, chicken thigh. Man City, you shite. Chicken leg, chicken wing. Firmino is king." Then Firmino does a star jump off the table right on top of Sterling, and Sterling loses his grip. Milner keeps the two of them apart. "Look," says Jordan. "Right, you two, come with me, my lord, come with me. This needs patching up like a sickness creeper. In a hospice, £2, it's 7-1, please." So Jordan takes them away to a separate room. Milner hands Jordan a bowl of liver and onion gravy. "You might need this, skipper." In the room, Gomez explains that he was shouting at Firmino, not Sterling, and Sterling accepts this explanation, but they are both pretty angry still, Andy. "Right, knock on you two, innit? Look, have some gravy and make sure you bite into the hard, lumpy lumps. Oh, I love your lady lumps." Well, they both take the gravy and bite into the lumpy hard bits. And just like Milner said, it made them both come over warm, cosy and dappy, yeah? Mm. Mo pops his head round the door. "Please, I beg you, somebody phone a doctor or at least a qualified electrician." And Gomez and Steve just spewed up on me fucking electrics. And Gomez and Sterling laughed so hard, Andy, it was as if every lump in the gravy was a joke bomb from the Chris Kamara Laughter Encyclopedia. Give us a more chicken wing. Let's finish with that.
Here it comes.
Chicken leg, chicken leg, chicken wing. One is fat, one is thin. Chicken leg, chicken win. It's a Liverpool win. Chicken leg, chicken thigh. Man City, you shite. Chicken leg, chicken wing. Firmino is king. Oi! And that, my friend, was the true story behind the whiffed.
I'm really sorry. That's the first time I've...
There's a lot of coffee everywhere, isn't
it? I should learn not to drink during these things.
So it was a simple mistake.
It was just a simple mix-up in the end.
A simple mix-up in the end. But as reported, Henderson sorted it out.
He sorted it out, yeah. He's the calm head.
Good lad.
In it all, isn't he? Do you remember I got that Chinese vacuum cleaner a while ago and I said it was going to be the future, my future?
And it turned out.
I've binned it off. I don't know if I told you that, but I forked out for one of them shark ones.
Any good?
You seen them? I've said, very, very good. Revelation. Absolute revelation. The chamber part.
Yeah.
You can detach that so you can use it as a handheld. So you can carry it around and use your hose with the other hand. So the other day I valeted the car with it.
Really?
Yeah, I took it outside, held it one hand, valeted. I usually use a dustpan and brush, but I can use the Shark now. So I'm leaning into the car, hoovering the floor. It's got a duster attachment.
Right.
So I'm dusting the dashboard and everything. Nice. Bang!
What the fuck?
Car door slams right off me arse as I'm leaning into the car.
Oh, shit.
Pushes us right forward into the car. So I pick myself up. I've whacked my face off the handbrake.
Oh,
my mouth's bleeding.
Yeah.
This voice says, seen you.
Oh, it's Corbin.
Fucking Corbin, isn't it?
Corbin.
He says, seen you there, bleeding from the mouth. Beautiful red blood flowing down your fat chin. I'll take that red as a sign you're going to vote Labour in the upcoming general election, laddie. Well, he caused it. Do you know what I mean? He made the mouth bleed.
Yeah.
That's probably illegal, I think. So my tooth loose and everything. There's blood all over the place. He says, I observe that you're brandishing the highly rated Shark vacuum cleaner. Under my government, all of that will be free, with vacuum cleaners shared among communities in a plan based on the Sunderland Bay Leaf Sharing Scheme. You remember the Bay Leaf Sharing Scheme, where everyone gets a go? Yeah. And he looks at the shark and he says, powerful, is it? Got good suck, does it? Yeah, I'm really pleased with it. It's better than the Chinese one I had. He says, ask me my best suck. Go on, ask me.
Good
question. I'm like, what? What's he mean? How do you even measure suck? Do you know what I mean? Is it...
Through a straw watts, or something?
Amps? I don't know.
I don't know, Andrew.
Well, I thought you might know, but I says to him, what? How do you measure it? He says, as a number. Are you an actual idiot? So I just don't have a guess. I just... 20.
20
is my best suck, Jeremy. He went, liar. The most powerful suck is a 5. And my best one is a 4. Vote Labour and get a fucking good suck.
was that a bit of politics there,
Andrew? That's the election slogan, I think. So I'm reeling at this. I was a bit dazed. But then he saw a bloke across the road using a hedge trimmer on his edge, and he went over and booted him up the arse instead. So
yeah,
I think I got off lightly, really. All things considered.
No, that's always nice to see him when he's out canvassing.
Vote Labour and get a fucking good suck.
So there you go.
I don't know if you remember, in the last episode, we briefly mentioned John Omsk.
John Omsk.
The Albanian trans
player,
fella. Yeah, well, he sent in a WAV.
Nice work, so, John Omsk.
Yeah, he'd heard it and he sent in a WAV, so let's just hear that then. Hey, John Omsk here. Albanian trance overlord. I heard you guys chatting about me on your podcast, and I wanted to give you an exclusive heads up on two of my new tracks. First up, here's a collaboration I've done with Estonia's DJ Purcell Nambayo. We were commissioned to do this one for the United Nations World Toddler Day. This is going to be played in all the nurseries and the baby schools of the world all day long on March 9th, 2020. Yeah, the little kiddies are sure gonna love that. Hey, next up, here's a clip from my brand new single. As you probably realise immediately when you hear it, it's heavily influenced by the Bosnian underground table and chair scene, as well as sonic influences such as The Shits and The Alarm. It's called This Is This. Yeah, that's going to be out soon on vinyl and CD, and also as a soluble song you can spray under your tongue. I'm currently having many talks with Vodafone about them using that on one of their advertising, so I'm crossing the fingers. Ha, I'm John Omsk. Thank you for hearing me.
Wow, lovely. Yeah.
John Omsk, celebrity fan of the podcast.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
World Toddler Day.
World Toddler Day, 9th of March, put it in your diaries.
Yeah, they're going to get like, when they hear that tune, it's going to be like Coca-Cola rush,
isn't it? It's going to be on a loop, non-stop all day, apparently, in all the nurseries. So there we go.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What I was wondering, Andrew, is two crime files have arrived from America.
Yeah? Jesus, okay.
So I'm going to let you choose.
Ooh.
Would you like a crime file featuring the singer from Oasis, Liam Gallagher? Or would you like a crime file that features Paul McCartney and Bruce Forsyth?
I'm going to choose McCartney and Forsyth.
Oh, well, it's your choice, Andrew. Crime file. Get in. The 1980s was a time of great hope and expectation. The Berlin Wall came down, Eternal Flame by the Bangles went up the charts, and the M42 motorway was officially opened just as work started on the Channel Tunnel. In London, a small nonsense pottery opened just off the King's Road. It was the owner Neil Hunt's first foray into retail nonsense pottery. 4 days after opening, he had sold only four nonsense pieces. The future for Neil looked grim. On the 18th of December, Neil was sat at his counter on a telephone to his bank manager.
Oh, it's all about interest, is it? Well, does a fuck-off notice interest you and your bank of Todd? Well, does it? Because you're going to fucking get one if you don't back off. This is Neil Hunt you're talking to, and I don't take kindly to Todd warriors. Goodbye.
Just at that moment, two elderly gentlemen entered the shop. It was TV's Bruce Forsyth and Paul McCartney's from the Beatles. So, Bruce, you're looking for a nice pot or vase for Anthea. I think it's a great idea, and this place looks the business. Do you know what sort of thing she likes to look at? Old enough each putty. Long, short, wide or thin, with a booty bonus, it's win-win-win, a dibby-dibby-dub-dib-dib. Well, it looks like we've come to the right place.
Excuse me, can I help you? I don't like mumbling in my pottery. Spit it out if you want to buy something, or get out if you're just warriors of the Todd.
My friend here would like to buy his wife a nice slice of nonsense for her birthday.
Can you actually afford to buy one of my nonsense clusters? You don't look as if you've got a penny to rub around your arses. Hold on, do I recognise you?
I'm Paul McCartney from the Beatles, and this is Bruce Forsyth from the Generation Game on the TV.
I don't actually have a TV, and I certainly don't infect my internals with rock and roll music. What's your budget? Go on, slap it on the counter. What's your actual budget, TV man?
Dibby-doo and a dib-dib-doo. That's £5,000 in notary pottery terms, and you can take a photo of us for your wall to put the shop on the map.
Right. Right, well, what about this orange and blue glazed utility vase depicting northern farm machinery? It's a fucking pip and well worth £5,000 of anyone's money.
Down on the farm, where's the home? Orange and blue, Miss Turner, this is for you. Dibby-doo, dib-dib-dibby-doo, doob-dib.
What's he on about? What does that mean he wants it?
Are you sure she likes farm machinery, Bruce? It's quite specialist. Dibbity-dib, dibbity-doo. I haven't got a fucking clue. I'll take it. Bruce picks up the vase and holds it lovingly to his chest. Paul tells Neil to stand next to Bruce and takes a photograph on his Polaroid camera. When it's dry, Paul and Bruce sign it and give it to Neil.
You've made a good choice there. I admire a man who appreciates his agricultural nonsense. How are you paying? Cash or cheque?
We'll give you $2,000, and the photo should cover the outstanding balance. Oh-hoo-hoo.
$2,000? $2,000 for that fucking angry art masterpiece? You can take a hike to Honky the Clown's shit farm and eat butter till you fart it out onto Honky's fucking daft shoes.
Hey, Mr. Potter, calm yourself down. It's a great deal.
No, it's fucking not. No, it's fucking not. In what part of this fuckadoo country is that a good deal? Fucking Norwich. Give me that pot.
Neil grabs hold of the pot, but Brucey won't let go.
Give me the pot. Give me the fucking pot.
I tell you, do the pot's for me and not for you.
They struggle for some time, but Bruce will not release his grip.
Right, that's it. I'm phoning the police.
But as he picks up the phone from his desk, Paul grabs the flex and wraps it round Neil's neck, slowly tightening it.
Oh, fucking hell! That's so fucking tart! Get off me! I'll have you know my nephew's teacher owns a Swiss Army fucking knife, and my brother rents a flat above a machete shop.
I don't do dibby dibby dib dibs. You won't get released by telling fibs.
All right, I'm taking your fucking pot, you Todd Columns. Why is it always little old me? My neighbour has wasted arms, and I take his bins out for him every fucking week.
Cheerio, Potter. Now, have a good day, won't you?
Bruce and Paul leave the shop.
I'm Neil Potter, and I'm in deep...
Neil Potter?
Neil fucking Hunt, and I'm in deep fucking shit.
The phone rings. It's the bank again.
Look, I'm not going to get any more customers when nobody knows a fucking thing about my nonsense pottery. I might as well be selling lion shit with the footfall I'm getting. No, I haven't got any celebrity fucking endorsements. I'm Neil Hunt, not Neil fucking Armstrong.
Then he remembers the photo.
Hold on, I might just have the very thing. A picture of Bruce Forsyth and Paul Macca McCartney buying one of my pants. Pots. I think I might have a way out of this wall of shit. Now, you fuck off whilst I contact the press box. I'm Neil Hunt, and I will never succumb to Todd Warriors or the fucking Cack Bandits.
So, that's taking you back to the 80s.
Beautiful.
Just off King's Road there.
Yeah, Neil Hunt is very much a man of our times, even though that was the 80s. He's the man we need right now.
Hello, Robert.
Oh, hello, Guru.
The Guru is Neil. Do not be alarmed in that.
Don't pull your pants, lad. I'm not going to hurt you.
How have you been feeling lately, Robert? Are there any disturbances in your chakras?
No, I'm feeling pretty...
They're all pointing outwards. No, none of them have shriveled up and turned in on themselves.
I don't think so. I feel pretty
all
calm.
All your chakras are proud.
I reckon.
Very nice. Robert, as we approach the end of the year, thoughts turn to the festive season and the ugly commerciality of Christmas.
Yeah.
Do we really need all those gifts we give each other, Robert? What does it tell us about ourselves?
Yeah, it's a good point.
It tells us, in my opinion, that we value possessions over love and spiritual enlightenment.
You might be right.
I think we should take the chance now to remove some of those needless possessions from your life, specifically your life, before the orgy of consumerism begins soon. Robert, do you own a coffee machine?
Yeah, I've got a little one of those
pods,
you know,
or bean to cup.
It's a pod one, yeah.
Pods. Mm. What was the RRP? Do you remember?
It was only cheap. I'm going to say £50.
£50. I'll take it. I think I remember you saying on this podcast recently, you have a very expensive and very high quality iron.
Oh, I've got a lovely iron, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. That's the indulgence. I'll have that as well. I'll come around tomorrow and take that and the coffee machine.
And you think it'll help me?
Definitely, yes. You'll feel a lot happier. I've got a list, actually. Bluetooth headphones, 150 quid or above. Laptop, 400 or above.
I've got a laptop.
I love that. Apple Watch?
No.
Latest version only?
No.
No? Interesting. Rucksack?
I've got a rucksack here.
£100 minimum?
No, it's not £100.
Christmas tree, artificial, preferably pre-lit.
No, I've got a natural one. Sorry, guru.
This has been very, very disappointing. I can feel your chakras turning in on themselves.
Yeah, I feel a bit dismal.
Right, the guru's going to leave you now, Robert. I'm fading away. Like a gas or a smell, fading, fading.
There he goes.
Fading.
Hey, the guru was just in,
Guru was in, yeah, was he? Has he helped you?
Oh, he's talking about, you know, having too many possessions.
Oh,
that,
we have,
so.
We've got, yeah, far too many.
It's really kind.
You've probably got loads being a millionaire, have you?
Well, yeah. He's going to take my coffee machine.
Right.
Which would be liberating.
Yeah.
And there was something else he wanted as well. I can't quite remember. He's going to come in and
he's going to come
anyway.
Clean you out, is he?
Yeah.
Good.
British Managers Lunch Club.
Okay.
Yeah, interested?
Very.
Right, well, I was in Covent Garden shopping for some kitchen gadgets.
When you walk down Covent Garden. Never mind. Carry on.
Specifically, I was looking for a Hong Kong waffle maker.
Yeah.
That makes waffles into little spheres about the size of golf balls.
Right.
And I think, and I wonder if you agree, Andy, that's a nice size for a breakfast item, isn't it, Andy?
Beautiful size. You can just pop it in and on you go.
Beautiful, isn't mm-hmm. it? Well, I eventually found one, but I was knackered walking around, so I thought, fuck it, I'll treat myself to a nice pie in Rule's restaurant, you know? Well, got lucky, Andrew, because I was put into the booth right next to a meeting of the British Managers Lunch
Get
Club.
In.
You got Big Sam, David Moyles, Steve McLaren,
yeah.
Tony Poulos,
yeah.
Ian Holloway, they're all there.
All
thought,
the
bingo, yeah?
All the big men.
So I'll tell you what happened.
Go on.
Sam Allardyce. First up, thank you for attending this BMLC meeting. My treasurer informs me that we are still knee-deep in cash, and with Christmas sackings coming up, I think we'll have plenty to spend in the forthcoming year. All the members lick their lunch club badges and sing, money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. So, Steve, how's it going since your exquisite destroying exit at the QPR?
Oh, says McLaren, me and Casper are having an absolute ball. We've started lots of new craft hobbies. We do tie-dye, embroidery, paper-mashy modelling. It keeps us nice and busy. The other day, Casper made a bead necklace out of tiny seashells lacquered with a crispy sweet sugar icing. It was so beautiful. I cried like a little baby mackerel that's lost its mum.
Very interesting, Steve, yeah, but I'm thinking more about your plans for a new Destroy and Exit campaign.
Right. I'm sending a box of fun and laughter bars to the chairman of Middlesbrough every week. It's a candy cuddle in a chocolate cat suit. If he gets rid of Woodgate, then I think I might be first in line. I'll insist on a 5-year deal, so should get a bumper payout when the shit hits the fan.
All lick their badges. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. What about you, Tony? Tony Poulos. We're all hoping you would get the Stoke job and do a quick back and stab. Well, oh, you know, just don't know Sam. He's Welsh. Boy, oh, wow.
No,
is he not Welsh?
He's more, Welsh, yeah. He usually end up being Bristolian, though.
I don't know, Sam, whether they were offering 2 euros, you know, and that's not bumper. And obviously we want bumper or bumper plus. Hard decision. It was a lovely club, lovely people, lovely area. But I wasn't going to be able to take them to the cleaners, so I said no. Be honest, Sam, I've got my eyes on an emergency job. Be honest, Sam, I've got my eyes on an emergency, got them over a barrel rescue job at Everton. Lovely club, lovely people, lovely area. Reckon I could take them for 5 mil. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Mark Hughes, what are you up to, lad? That's not Peter Beasley. Well, you know, this and that, and mainly muttering and making sure I say next to nothing and can't be tied down to anything in particular. You know how it is. But, Mark, what about cash generation? That's what we're interested in. Well, I've got a couple darts players and a couple of celebrity chefs on board for me Brass for Fellas idea, you know. I'm road testing a G-string for the big lads. I'm wearing it now and it feels good, very good, very natural. Separates your balls out a bit, but that's all right because it helps when I'm counting them.
But what about the football job? That's where the bumper cash sacks are.
No, I know, Sam, and I'm well positioned to take over from Giggsy, you know. And per minute, per million, that's one of the easiest gigs in the book. You almost set yourself the minute you take the job. Money, 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 money!
Money, 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 money!
Oh, by the way, Giggsy can't wear one of me Husey boobs bras because his back hair gets tangled up in the buckle. I thought you'd want to know that, you know.
What about you, Milesy? What's brewing? Oh, I got a few irons and several fires like Tony there. I'm after the big prize of Everton when the foreign guy gets the boot. Great club, great fans, lovely area. And you can rinse them as easily as you can rinse a cabbage leaf. But if not that, I'll eat the luck of Leeds when the foreign lad bails a fox up again. Or even Norwich, maybe, when that foreign lad sinks. Either way, it's 3 years guaranteed and a bumper lump when the fuck hits the fan. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Ian Holloway, what's your plan? We need to be pregnant with cash, so who are you going to fuck? I'll be gert honest with you, Sam. There ain't that many offers coming through since I got involved in the politics. So after Brexit, I think I might have to look for a foreign job, maybe in Europe, wherever that is. Should work well for offshore purposes, and after you've took your cut, I can plough the rest into my cider flea breeding program, because I reckon I'm on a winner using their piss to power vehicles of all speeds and uses. Could be a multi-million pound business. By the way, Steve, I think you've got a bit of cuckoo on your forehead. couscous on your forehead there.
Oh, don't be such a plonkosaurus saying that's my hair island. My hair.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. It's time for a special announcement. A very special guest who brings with him today a sack of cash the size of a Fiat Panda. Members, please stand for the recently paid off Destroy an Exit King of the Month. It's Mr. Neil Warnock.
In walks Neil Warnock and slams a sack of cash down on the table. Warnock, what's he?
Oh, God.
He's a funny one.
Is he Yorkshire?
That's the way it is, isn't it? He's a bit, you know, whatever.
That'll do, yeah.
Yeah, so, love that money pit, lads, and let's party.
So what's happened to Cardiff, Neil?
That's it. Lovely club, lovely people, you know, lovely, lovely fans, you know, lovely area, lovely stadium, superb team, great set of lads. But you know how it is when your contract's running down, it's time to get out of town. So what's on the menu, Sam?
Piri-piri altits with deeply mashed turnips.
All yummy, 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 yummy. And that's kind of what happened.
Delicious.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah.
Interesting development in the world of Premier League football.
Okay.
I love my Premier League
That's
football.
That's why we're here. Football podcast.
I'll watch a bit of Championship if there's no Premier League match. But only if there's no Premier League match. You know Sean Dyche with his wives?
Yeah.
Marcus, is it? Pellegrino?
I think so, yeah.
Marcus Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm. West Ham, yeah.
West Ham sends his tactics out. Right, so his team of a Saturday morning on a WAV.
Wow,
I've intercepted one.
Yeah,
because of my electriconical genius.
Yeah,
so here's a little sample from it. It's a West Ham tactics WAV. Yeah. Beautiful.
Sideways. 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 Throw in. Sideways. Sideways. Keeper. Sideways. Forward ball.
Yay! sideways. Sideways. Throw in. Backwards. Keeper. Sideways. Forward ball.
Yay!
Backwards. Ooh. And so on. That's just a sample from it. It goes on for 90 minutes.
Does it?
Yeah, 90
talks
minutes.
Talks through the entire game.
Yeah.
Second by second.
Second by second.
That must be wonderful for them.
So that's, I suppose, that's kind of like a little dig at some of the recent West Ham performances.
Yes, that's satire.
Yeah, but it's meant...
It means no harm.
It means no harm, because I think they're going to dig themselves out of it. There's some good players,
isn't
there?
There's some worse teams in that league, isn't there? That's about it, I reckon, for this one.
All right, thank you for listening, folks.
Thanks, everyone.
And see you around.
Back soon. Bye-bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.